Thank you, Pastor. Praise the Lord. Joy in our camp tonight, in Jesus' name. Joy in your heart. Joy in your family. The joy of salvation. The joy of healing. The joy of miracle. And the joy of the supernatural. It will happen in every life in Jesus' name. Father, we bless your name and we glorify you. How great you are. How wonderful you are. How loving and compassionate and merciful you are. You manifest your power, the power that never fails. And you give us reason for joy. We're asking, oh Lord, as we're here, we're praying that the power will work in every life again in Jesus' name. Do wonders in every life. Here at Yola, Adamawa State, northeast of Nigeria, to the rest of the country, to the rest of the continent, and to the rest of the world, manifest the power that never fails. Confirm your word, your miracle, your salvation, your freedom in every life. Thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. You can sit down. We're coming to Acts of the Apostles, and we're looking at chapter 8. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8. I'm reading from verse 5. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, reading from verse 5, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. That's what we have done. Instead of the city of Samaria, now we're in the city of Yola. And we're preaching Christ. Christ the healer. Christ the savior. Christ the redeemer. And Christ the wonder worker. And tonight, as you hear of Christ, mighty to save. As you hear of Christ, mighty to deliver. As you hear of Christ, mighty to transform. He'll walk in your life tonight in Jesus' name. Look at verse 6 there. It says in verse 6, and the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. The people gave heed. They paid attention. Philip spoke about Christ. They paid attention. He spoke about the name that saves. If they paid attention, he spoke about what Christ has done and what Christ will do and what Christ will accomplish. And they paid attention and they applied that to themselves. It's not just for others. It's for me. It's for me. And as they paid attention like that, they began to see miracles, like you will see tonight. They began to see salvation, as you will see tonight. The people that surrendered their lives and they gave themselves unto the Lord. It tells us in verse 7, it says in verse 7, for unclean spirits crying with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them. And many, not a few, many, not just a small number, many taking with pulses, and that were lame were healed. Many tonight. Amen. Blind eyes opening. Amen. The lame rising up and walking. And the tumor that had been there for a long time, everything vanishing away today in Jesus' name. Look at verse 8. In verse 8, it says, and there was great joy in that city. And in this city of Yola, there'll be great joy. You have the joy, you carry the joy back home. There was great joy. Why? Now, what was Philip talking about that made them to have the joy of salvation? The joy of healing, the joy of deliverance, the joy of liberation. emancipation. What was he talking about? Look at verse 12. In verse 12, he tells us what Philip was talking about, the name. The name above every name. The name that conquers sin, conquers Satan, conquers the grave, conquers every evil power. He was talking about the name. But when they believed, Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus, they believed what Philip declared, what Philip proclaimed of the kingdom of God, how to get out of the kingdom of darkness and come to the kingdom of light, how to come out of the kingdom of Satan and come to the kingdom of his only begotten Son, the kingdom of the Savior, how to come from the kingdom natural to come to the kingdom supernatural. He was preaching and proclaiming and giving exhortation on the kingdom of God and the name. It said they were even baptized, both men and women. That's the name we're talking about tonight. The exalted name with inexhaustible power possibilities. The name, the name, the name of Christ, the Savior, the Redeemer, the Healer, the Deliverer, the Transformer, the one that takes our lives, he removes us again, he transforms our life. The exalted name with inexhaustible power possibilities. How do we link up with that name? How do we hook up with that name? How do we connect with that name? So that as you connect with that name tonight, salvation will come to you. Redemption will come to you. And then as you connect, how do we connect? Look at this. Luke chapter 24. I'm reading from verse 47. In Luke chapter 24, verse 47, and that repentance and remission of sins shall be preached in his name. Repentance and remission of sins shall be preached and proclaimed in his name among all nations. In our nation here, in the nations surrounding us, in the nations of Africa, in the nations of the West, that repentance and the remission, the forgiveness, the cleansing, the removal, the freedom from sins shall be preached in that name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Look at Acts chapter 10, reading from verse 43. Acts chapter 10, verse 43. To him the prophets witness that through his name, through his name, the exalted name, the wonder-working name, the saving name, the name that comes to set us free, that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Once again, the exalted name with inexhaustible power possibilities. We're looking at three things before we pray. Look at number one, the powerful name. The powerful name. Number two is the prevailing name. Number three is the precious name. Number one, the powerful name. The name that has power to conquer everything and anything that is working against your life. It will conquer sin in your life. Amen. It will conquer sickness in your life. It will conquer evil spirits in your life. The powerful name that saves the worst of sinners. Whatever kind of sinner you are, black sinner, dark sinner, yellow sinner, deep sinner, great sinner, worst of sinners, the name of Jesus Christ coming to you today will save the worst of sinners in Jesus' name. Number two is the prevailing name that heals the worst of sicknesses. Any sickness you think about, what's a sickness that comes to your mind that you fear and you say, that's terrible, I can bear other sicknesses, but that one kills so and so and kills such and such. The name comes to you today and penetrates your life, prevails in your life, that deadly sickness will be taken away today. Yeah. Healed. Healed. Yeah. Healed. You are going to be healed tonight in Jesus' name. The prevailing name that heals the worst of sicknesses. Now number three, the precious name that delivers from the worst of slavery. Slavery, slavery to Satan, and slavery to evil spirits, and slavery to occultism, and slavery to substance, and slavery to drugs, and slavery to anything you cannot deliver yourself from. That name is the precious name that delivers from the worst of slavery. We're coming to number one. Number one is the powerful name that saves the worst of sinners. Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, it says, and she shall bring forth a son. A son like no other son since the time of Adam. A son like no other son. Son of God. Son from heaven. Son before the creation of the world. Son who overrules and he protects and he preserves. The son that has the final say. I want to tell you tonight, Jesus, the Son of God, at the final say in your life. Sin will not have the final say. You know, sin comes along and it's driving you, and you say, let's go, let's go. And then you cannot stop. It's like the place is slippery. But the Son comes into your life, and when the Son says, stop, sin will stop. Satan will stop. Suffering will stop. The old serpent that came to the garden of Eden and said, eat this, touch this, take this, and then they lost the glory of God. That old serpent, the son, was stopping your life today. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name. I was waiting for you. Jesus. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Jesus. J is the justifier. The justifier. A guilty man comes, and then he says, nothing in my hand I bring. I am guilty. What can I do? How can I do? And Jesus, the justifier, because of his sacrifice, your sins will be forgiven. Your guilt will be taken away. Your condemnation will be taken away in Jesus' name. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. He is the emancipator. He's the one that all the chains that bind you, all the cords that bind you, he comes to emancipate and to set you free. Free. I'm looking at you there, free. Yeah. Everything that binds you, every chain that binds you, everything that wants to destroy your life, the Lord Jesus, justifier, Jesus, emancipator, he will set you free today in Jesus' name. Yeah. S is Savior. Adam could not save Cain, could not even save Abel. Adam could not save all the offspring because there's no salvation in any other. And Moses could not save the children of Israel. It's God that said, I have come down to deliver them. Moses could not save. The law could not save. The only one that can save, the Son of God from heaven, the Savior, Jesus, the justifier, Jesus, the emancipator, and Jesus, the Savior. There is no other name. Moses, Aaron, Joshua, David, Solomon, there is no other name. Prophet, priest, high priest, there is no other name. Apostle, prophet, there is no other name. The name of any church, there is no other name that can save. Jesus is the Savior. Is Jesus J for justifier? E for emancipator, S for savior, U is the upholder of the whole universe. If Jesus takes off his hand from upholding the earth, the stars, the moon, the sun, everything will collapse. Did you hear that? As Moses lifted up the hand, Joshua was defeating the Amalekites. But as he let his hand down, then Joshua was being defeated. Israel would have been defeated. But Jesus, actually, the Old Testament Joshua in the Greek is Jesus, and Jesus is the upholder of the universe, and the upholder of everyone that comes. That's why he says, without me, you can do nothing, but with Christ, with you, all things will be possible. Your life will be transformed. Sickness will be taken away. Oppression will be taken away. And then when he gets you saved, Satan will say, are you saved? I'll come after you. Satan is a liar. Because Jesus, who saved you, will also uphold you. S is our sufficiency. Our sufficiency. The justifier, that's Jesus. Emancipator, that's Jesus. Savior, that's Jesus. Upholder, that's Jesus. Our sufficiency, in him we have all things. He says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I am come, that's Jesus talking, that she might have life, that she might have it more abundantly. It's coming to you tonight. You are having it tonight, because she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Look at Acts chapter 2 verse 21. Acts chapter 2 verse 21. Remember the name. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name, it's the name, whosoever here tonight, whosoever there tonight, whosoever in that other nation tonight, whosoever anywhere you are tonight, the worst of sinners, a terrible sinner, a darkened sinner, a primitive sinner, an habitual sinner, a common sinner, any kind of sinner you are tonight, the Lord has come to save you. I said he has come to save you. As you call on the name of the Lord, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Satan cannot stop your salvation, shall be saved. Men cannot stop your salvation, shall be saved. The salvation of the Lord is coming to you right now. And as you call on him, as you believe on him, you are saved. Nothing can stop it. Have you ever thought about it? That God says, come and get something, and he clears the way, and he takes all the pebbles away, and he takes all the hindrances away, because when he calls you and you come, all the hindrances are taken away. That's why tonight, as you come and say, yes, Lord, I want. Yes, Lord, I desire. Yes, Lord, I pray. Save me. Salvation will drop on your heart right there. We're coming to number two now. Number two, we're looking at the prevailing name that heals the worst of sicknesses. The name, prevailing name that heals the worst of sicknesses. You know, sometimes when somebody is sick and the thing is getting bad, getting worse, and it becomes worse, the fellow will say, maybe I should even die. If I die, maybe I'll get out of this pain. You will not die. Amen. You will live. Amen. The devil, by sickness, by suffering, has pushed you and pushed you and pushed you to this point. And he said, he wants you to pronounce with your mouth. You know, he is the one in the authority that should supervise his death. He's the one that has the power of death. But he wants you to invite him. Because it brings us sickness and things are down and you cannot sleep at night. And then eventually you say, death, where are you? I'm looking for you. You can come now. And Satan is happy. But before Satan brings that death, Christ comes and intervenes in your life. Amen. You will not die. Amen. In the hospital there, you will not die. On that sick bed where you are, you will not die. Amen. My brother friend there, your wife will not die. Amen. My dear daughter, sister there, your husband will live. He will not die. Amen. Because we have the prevailing name that heals the worst of sicknesses. Look at this, Acts chapter 3, and we're looking at verse 2. It says, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, You know, I'm sure you've been to the doctor before, maybe once in your life or a few times in your life. Number one, they say, stick out your tongue, and they look at your tongue, and they can tell from the look of your tongue and from the coating of your tongue, they can tell that this is that you are not well. Then they're going to ask an important question. They say, in your family, your father, your grandfather, your mother, your grandmother, and the people in the line of your family, what sickness do they normally have? If you say they have cancer, it's okay. If you say that, you know, father, grandfather had kidney disease, and they say about your grandfather, he has died now, but before he died, what happened to him? And you say he had heart failure. They said, okay, because they know that you are coming from the womb of your mother, you also take what they had, the high blood pressure, the diabetes, the tendency to that, and the heart failure, and the, you know, mental challenge, all those things from the womb. This man, a certain man, they covered his name for us. They didn't tell his name because, you know, we don't like to tell the names of those who have terrible problems. And they said, from the mother's womb, that she had had this problem. Whatever you had from your mother's womb, tonight is that night to take it away. God will take his pen in heaven and say, cancer, cancel that. Ulcer, cancel that. Blindness, for that man, he's calling upon me, he's looking up to me, cancel blindness. And that worst of sicknesses in your life, in your body, on your throat, in your brain, in your, let me use the word, esophagus, anywhere it is, the Lord will take it away tonight in Jesus' name. Cancel my sickness. Say it. Cancelled. My disease. Cancelled. Incurable condition. Cancelled. It will happen tonight. A certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, he couldn't help himself, impotent. And then he says, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Look at verse 3. It says, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. Then in verse 4, it says, in verse 4, and Peter, fastened his eyes upon him with John, and said, look on us. Let me stop there. Now, sometimes when I'm preaching, I'm looking at a particular man, a particular woman, I don't know why, like Peter and John, fastened his eyes on him, and the person will shift his eye like this. How do you shift your eye? Because when my eyeballs meet your eyeballs, there'll be an explosion of miracle. You know, in one of the services in Lagos where I'm coming from, it was during the time of prayer, and there was a sister, she was very sick, but I didn't know. And she was so weak, she managed to come to church. And while they were praying, everybody was standing. And then she stood, but she bent her head on the seat in front of her. And I was wondering, how could, we're praying and everybody's dynamic and all that, and this person just like that? And so I just tapped her on the shoulder. I was saying, get up, other people. I didn't talk, but that's what I meant. I just tapped her like this. As that tap came upon her, sickness vanished away. A touch, a tap, a look, a word, and your disease is canceled. And when I say, check up yourself, the miracle is there already. And so Peter said, look on us. Look at verse 5. In verse 5, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Look at verse 6 there. In verse 6, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none. But the man did not talk like other people would. Okay, I'm looking for silver, I'm looking for gold. If you don't have silver and gold, please move on and give chance to the people that have silver and gold. You must understand the word. It says, silver and gold have I none, but I'm going to give you the strength, the health, the feet, the hands, the energy, and the enthusiasm, and the excitement that makes you to go and get silver and gold. If I give you silver and gold, you finish spending it. But now I'm going to give you feet. I'm going to give you legs. I'm going to give you strength. It said, silver and gold have I none. You are going to have tonight something more than silver. Something more than gold. You're going to have the healing touch of the Lord tonight in Jesus' name. But such as I have, give I thee in the name. That's the name. That name has not lost its power. That name is still prevailing today, and it will prevail over every challenge you have tonight in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Look at verse 7. In verse 7, and he took him by the hand. Why? The man had never walked. He was lame from his mother's womb, and he didn't understand. That instruction brought kind of confusion. I've never done that, and the man is telling me, rise up and walk. I cannot rise up by myself. They carried me here. I cannot move by myself. They always take me from place to place. And so Peter gave him a helping hand, and he just held his hand. He didn't force him. He didn't push him. He didn't jerk him up. Just gave him a helping. That's what ushers do. That's what counselors do. That's what prayer partners do. We give them a gentle helping hand. They are lame. They don't think they can walk. They are paralyzed. They don't think they can walk. One leg is shorter than the other. They don't think that it can grow out. They are blind. They don't think they can see. They are deaf. They don't think they can hear. And we give them a gentle helping hand. And it might be a word. You can do it. The prayer has been made. The name has been called on you. And tonight you are well. And then gently they get up as you're giving them the natural help. The supernatural help will take over. Yeah. And then it says, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Look at verse 8. In verse 8, and he leaping up and walked. He walked and he entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping. He didn't run home praising God. You'll praise God. Amen. You'll give your testimony. And when others are giving their testimony, you'll be around to rejoice with them in Jesus' name. Amen. You'll have testimony. I will have testimony. I will have testimony. The worst of sickness is healed. Look at verse 16. In verse 16, it says, and his name. Understand? And his name. Not the shouting of Peter, his name. And not the effort of Peter, his name. And it's not the background money that he begged. He didn't have any money. Not anything that he had done. His name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. The Lord is still doing it. I said the Lord is still doing it. His name still prevails today over the worst of sicknesses. Let me show you two people that have got this kind of miracle. There is, this beloved sister, Mrs. Dominion. She was healed of 6 years of painful near. Let her talk to you by herself. Sister Domini, you can come and talk to us and give your testimony.
My name is Domnibaba Ariasiganeba. I thank God for Baba Kumuyi to giving me this privilege to testify. I was passing through pains for 6 years. I cannot do anything. So when I went to doctor said that this is hernia.